Brings us to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, to one of the Mai. Now we're going the flip side, if you will. These are like, I don't know if call these chumras, but these are, you'll see, these are like more quasi-stringencies when it comes to the Mai. Ve'elu devar mis'asrin demai b'chol makom. The following things must be tithed as demai wherever they are. Now, what I mean by that, and what the Mishnah means by that, what I meant by these strictures is the following. Normally when you purchase food, you assume it's local, like local produce. You cannot equate to this modern age. Okay? Still, now, that's definitely not the case. Okay, but in the supermarket, I'm sure the minority of stuff, in many places, the minority of stuff, certainly in the wintertime, is local. That's not the point of that. And our mission's point here is, in the time of Chazal, when you buy stuff, where do you think it came from? From local farmers. Where else would it come from? So that being the case, if you remember from the Mishnah, we had the previous Mishnah yesterday, that we said Eretz Yisrael, legal halachic Eretz Yisrael, which we're defining as the reconquered land when they came from Babel the second time under Ezra, that land is where demai must be tied. Outside of those lands, not. Okay, because the Midrash says no chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros outside of Halachic Eretz Yisrael. So that would mean that if I buy some produce and I'm like north of Kaziv, that was the previous mission, right? Mishnah Gimel. So I don't have to assume that these apples were grown to the south and like imported to the north. I can assume these are just local, whatever, Syrian apples, and I don't need to tie them at all. Okay? If I bought the apples south of Kaziv, that I assume are locally grown apples, I can't assume maybe they're imported from Syria, and I have to tie them. That's the rule.
You should give a southern border.
No. It doesn't. But there are other sugyas elsewhere, but the mission doesn't. It's the exact same. The sugyas in Shemitah, the big sugyas in Shemitah. I don't know why they don't give a southern border. I can only guess. What I'm saying now is pure raw conjecture, which is that nothing grew in the south. So it wasn't, no one lived in the south and they grew in the south. There's just not no gale. I made that up, but it's probably the case. I mean, nowadays, you've been to the Negev. Imagine you've been to the Negev. Imagine the Negev now without, you know, without running water. Like, what? There was no one lived there. Nothing's coming from there. Nothing's imported from there. It's not the non-starter. I think that's the pshat. In any case, but I'm not certain. In any case, so our Mishnah here is saying a quote unquote stricture. What's a stricture? That like a chumrah, so to speak, which is, although normally you assume that local produce was produced locally, and if you're north of Kaziv, let's say, then you assume it's not Israeli, but you know, foreign produce and not required. The following items are very common Eretz Yisrael produce, and not just common. The pshat in this mission is the list. These items can be the Eretz Yisrael version of them is particular. You could identify. You know, you'd recognize the list will be whatever one from dates. One thing. So somehow I don't know why exactly, but the dates of Eretz Yisrael were distinct from the dates of Syria, let's say, different date plants or whatever it is. And therefore, if it looks, the point of the mission is, if it looks like it's an Israeli grown date, even if you're purchasing it north of Kaziv, you have to assume it was imported to there, and so on. Point is, you can recognize Eretz Yisrael fruit. Not all fruits, but these particular fruits. They stand
in the
out.
Dekel, there was an article on the Moedim around Sukkot time about the different Dekel, the trees, to get lulavim from, and what the difference of the ones in the south and north, and some are grown for fruit, some are not. If I have it, I don't know if we still have that.
Oh, cool. So that's the assumption here. These particular things, if you would recognize this must have come from Israel. And that being the case, even though you're purchasing it outside of Israel, you have to be strict and assume it came from Israel because that's what it looks like. That's the case here. Il devar misasrim demai b'chol makom. These things you have to tie the second time if you buy from Amaretz, wherever you purchase them, even outside of Israel. Hadvela. Vela is like the pressed fig cakes. You could see the Israeli figs. Vatamarim, dates. You can tell the Israeli dates. Charuvin are carobs. You can detect the Israeli carobs. They're pshat given, like the carobs of Eretz Yisrael were straighter as opposed to the curvy ones of elsewhere, etc. Don't ask me. But anyways, orez is rice. The rice grown in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think rice is grown in Eretz Yisrael today at all. Okay, as far as I know. But in any case, the orez of yesteryear, Eretz Yisrael rice was very distinct from other rice. And therefore, you can see it's like the white rice of Eretz Yisrael is Israeli rice. But kamon is cumin. You know, cumin, it's a green little spicy thing. So cumin. You can detect Israeli cumin. So those things, if you purchase them outside of Israel, you still have to snore. You can identify them as Israeli, and therefore you must tie them accordingly, even as demai. The orez, now orez is like the flip side. Orez apparently is so, Eretz Yisrael orez is very distinct as being white, and the foreign rice is distinct as being reddish. You know, reddish. Don't ask any questions, I have no answers for you. But the orez shebechutz la'aretz, kol ha-mishtamish menu patar. This is just, which means whoever uses foreign, non-Eretz Yisrael rice is exempted from tithing. This is referring to the converse, meaning foreign, it's called red rice. The red rice that grows in Chutz La'aretz doesn't grow at all in Eretz Yisrael. So if you sit in Israel and you purchase rice and it's clearly foreign rice, you don't visually clearly foreign rice, you don't need to tithe it. So rice is so distinct, the Eretz Yisrael versus foreign rice, that even if you, any rice you purchase in Eretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, if it looks like foreign rice, you can assume it's foreign. As opposed to like the dates, let's say, where if you purchase dates which look like they're the Syrian dates, who knows, maybe they're in Eretz Yisrael, they have those kind of dates too, maybe. You understand?
Okay.